weekend storm, forcing closure and stranding motorists near Big Sur. More details at srnnews.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. Today, another dry day, very warm for the beginning of April with a high temperature in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy skies. Continued dry through the nighttime hours tonight, low in the mid-60s, so very mild. Tomorrow's high 86, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then breezy and much cooler on Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Friday. We'll go down to 30. On Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A woman was killed and a man injured in a shooting early Easter morning in Montgomery. 26-year-old Travonica Simmons died after being shot at the 3400 block of McGee Road about 12:40 a.m. Neither the name or condition of the man who was shot has been released. A new bill making its way through the Alabama legislature could eliminate sex offenders' ability to receive a pardon or parole. The bill, which passed unanimously in the House, is also known as Aaron's Law, named for a child whose abuser asked for a pardon, forcing Aaron to testify many years later. Our Montgomery Biscuits will soon return to the baseball diamond. The Biscuits begin the season in Biloxi with a three-game series beginning Friday. The Butter and Blues home opener at Riverwalk Stadium is Tuesday, April 9th against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. First pitch, 6:35. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text OWN to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OWN to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text OWN to 200-300. Text the word OWN to 200-300. OWN to 200-300.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
We'll try.
All right.
It doesn't. Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Scott, can you hear me? All good? Give me a thumbs up.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Good morning, everybody. This is the number one show, the biggest show in the state of Alabama. Broadcasting to over half the state, and we appreciate you listening and helping us grow every day. Today is a Monday, the first day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024.
Yes.
Ladies.
Hello.
Both ladies are here.
Good morning.
Good morning, you chipper, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Not bright-eyed.
Ladies.
I was going to say, Abs has a little bit
you,
of...
We've had a role reversal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I may or may not... Yes, I did put my eye drops in.
Oh, no. I just think you're focused. You've got cars. You've got things mm-hmm. going on.
You are more, not depressed, suppressed.
Yes.
I'm suppressed right now?
You are suppressed. And then Allison comes in with the, can't catch this. You know what I'm saying?
She's you just, should play that meme for her that you played for me on Friday.
I always wanted to
you
be able
did.
To.
You showed mm-hmm. that. And then Greg was like, you're such a girl.
Wait a second.
What?
Was Greg me again?
No, he was not you.
He didn't try to be you, Allison.
He did not
partake.
His darling
in the
grandson was in studio, and but Scott found a hilarious meme that he needed to show Greg because he said this was me, but it's now you.
Well, tomorrow I'll be back to
We need to be regular.
Yeah.
Did you like that there wasn't that much traffic? Because apparently people
where
are still...
Where was it?
They knew we had to get to work.
I mean, where was it? Where was everyone?
I think Jeffco must have different...
No, they don't. I drove the Chief
Wagon
today.
There's still some spring breaks going on.
No, I think everybody was...
Or depressed?
I don't know.
They had to go in early.
Maybe they took off for Easter on Monday.
That's a good point.
Oh, Scott,
you're so smart.
I doubt it, though.
It's...
Maybe it was...
I know.
What?
We needed an extra day to celebrate Transgender Day of Visibility.
That's it. That's it, Allison.
It is now a national holiday, the day after. That's a joke. I just made that up.
I'm still bothered, serious. Didn't they make the Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter?
Well,
or did it just happen that way?
It happened that way this year. He started it in 2021. But
so it's other. We're up to 3 years of this fantastic holiday.
But they didn't make an effort to change it, and not only did they not make an effort to change it, or say we're gonna just because of the Christian holiday change it over to Monday. They also told military families that when they were decorating Easter eggs, they couldn't make any symbols of religion.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. And I think, you know, this year, by the way, there are 145 LGBTQIA plus.
Are we up to 145?
Plus.
Hold on, wait.
Holidays.
145?
Yeah. I can read you some.
I got to go back to my notes.
This reminds me. Did you see the new dictionary of words that came out this weekend as well in relation to all this?
No.
I'll find it. This is an Allison and Scott special. Wait. Carry on. I'm
all
sorry.
Because
I went away with my notes. I'm still at 127. And it looks like I've marked out 127, 117, 93, 80, 60, 40. Okay.
All right. We've got gay and lesbian Mardi Gras.
Woohoo!
Now, this is 2022, so the dates are off, but this
really
is just
old.
Listing. Hold on. Let me, here's
is that
some,
another holiday
okay,
or is that
I gotta
a
get
gender?
The words Here we go. While you do this.
I don't even know what this is. Aromantic Spectrum Awareness Week. Aromantic.
Aromantic, that would be smell.
TIC.
Yes.
Somebody type that in.
Okay. I don't even know.
Well, you might not want to.
Okay.
Maybe
hold on. I'm on the
maybe it has to do with airplanes.
R-O.
Okay.
Aromantic.
Aromantic.
Like what? Romantic?
But in
it's
the
romantic
air?
With A.
Oh, without romance.
Aromantic.
Yes.
Oh. Aromantic.
This is
spectrum,
what happens to women spectrum. After they've been married.
High five, Allison.
I say LGBTQIA+.
Sorry.
This is...
Millions of women are like, wait a minute, I'm aromantic.
I'm going to celebrate that. That's hysterical.
Okay.
All right, March 31st is officially Transgender Day of Visibility.
Every year.
But here's what happened this year.
It's like,
I think since
April
it fell
Day.
On Easter, it was glaringly obvious that this administration and the left are choosing to celebrate transgenderism and the cult of LGBTQIA plus 666.
Instead of Easter.
I mean, did you see Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, was lit up New York City in transgender flag colors yesterday on Easter? And I'm like, when's the last time they lit it up for Christmas? All through New York City were Ramadan signs and lights.
Isn't that interesting? Because Ramadan, Islam, is vehemently opposed to LGBTQ agenda. The LGBTQ agenda. Violently opposed. But New York was fine with all the Ramadan stuff. Mm-hmm. All the transgender awareness stuff.
But why? Because what are they both opposed to?
Christianity.
Yes.
Well, let's not even say Christianity. They're opposed to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That should tell people something. It tells me something. But hey, look, it is what it is.
October 26th is Intersex Awareness Day.
I'm sorry.
October 26th.
Is that the original?
Oh, that's Connor's birthday.
Hey, hang on. Is that original intersex? Is it androgyny?
I don't know.
It is a true condition. It's when you're
intersex
born.
Intersex is?
Yes, when you're born with
the same, like
I thought
both
that was,
parts.
I thought there was another word for that. What
yes.
you said.
Androgynous.
Okay.
So that's an actual thing. If you choose to celebrate all five people that have that situation, okay. But you were born that way.
Okay.
Right.
There is a problem.
Oh, dear. What?
Y'all are wrong.
Oh, what?
According to Planned Parenthood. And
oh,
now where else could you go
reliable.
To know? Intersex is a general term used for a variety of situations in which a person is born with reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't fit the boxes of male or female.
Well, that's true, because
That's what that means.
That's what that is.
But it says, sometimes doctors do surgeries on intersex babies and children to make their bodies fit the binary ideas. So is it, and I guess it's being vague on the, what did you say, androgyny?
Androgyny.
Androgyny.
Hermaphrodite.
So,
yeah.
So you're, that's the word. That's the word I was trying to
say. I don't know if you can say that.
She just kicked in.
She's not suppressed anymore.
No, she's not. She's wound up now.
Yeah. Here we go.
So that's what it was.
Okay.
But that.
So you're right. I give it back. I give it back. You're right.
Wow.
They also have an intersex.
A moment. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah. It's still a new word, though, isn't it?
It's a new word. We make up crap all the time.
The problem is the LGBTQIA666 plus group uses intersex to support... Mm-hmm. You know, like I remember when we went to the Matt Walsh event, Ashley Carter and I went down to Alabama and got in the madness that was protesting Matt Walsh. And we got into conversations. I had a fake microphone.
Okay.
And we were live streaming it on TikTok, and it actually was awesome. Because you take a fake microphone and you hold it up to college kids and they just spill the beans.
Right. They just start.
And you put a camera. Uh-huh. They think they're on like CNN.
Right.
Should have had my bedazzled microphone.
That would have been better, and it would have fit.
Would have been great. But they started talking about this one person we were talking to was transgender, and they were saying, you know, but what about intersex people? And I wanted to be, were you born intersex?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's like saying, but what about diabetics?
Right.
Well, do you have diabetes? No, but they're out there. I mean, it's just they use that to you mess with your head because, yes, it's the true thing.
Right. But it's what James Lindsay talks about all the time. It's this whole philosophy, marry the truth to a lie. There's one condition, you are born a hermaphrodite, and the whole thing is built into this LGBTQIA plus mafia that apparently now the reason we are at 145 LGBTQ plus holidays is to go alongside the letters they keep adding.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
You have to honor each letter.
Yeah, you do.
Appropriately.
And that's not to say if you would just go, I'm gay. Or you would go, I'm whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you are building out a complete philosophy and you are demanding that we follow along. And it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Why are you doing it to us and then getting mad when we're like, I don't think I agree with that.
Can I ask an intersex question?
Sorry, that was coffee.
What is the chromosomal makeup of the intersex person? Do they have XX or XY? They have to have one of those, do they not?
I'm looking.
You don't get to be. I mean, I guess you can have a. Was there an XXY? There may be,
yeah.
But I don't know if that ends up being portrayed or manifested in the sex organs, but.
I will say,
I've just got to think, have XX, which makes them male, right?
XX.
So, you're the geologist.
No, XX is female.
You're
my bad. XX
engineer.
Is female.
I'm just holding it up to
right,
y'all.
Right.
I know my limitations.
So there may not be. So they're female.
But that says 60%.
Okay. So the 40% are male.
You have to make some decisions, though, because some of them have...
I'm just saying this because last week when we asked about one of the pieces of legislation that was being proposed in Alabama that tried to straighten some of all this out, I asked if we were going to use chromosomes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the answer was no.
Susan DeBose said no.
Right. And I thought I had my shocked look face on, but she missed it. And so I'm just trying to warn them as they go down the road that people are going to try to pull this, you know. But what about the you know? So just go to the chromosomes. Right. Because everything else is I don't even know if you can say this anymore. It is a birth defect.
Yeah.
It is a physical manifestation that is a defect. So use the, do two layers. You know, a genital sex organ layer and then a chromosome layer. If there's confusion at this layer, go to the chromosome layer and be done.
Yeah.
So are you saying learn from what we've done, for example, with education and all these things we're adding on, that one child, that one person that needs a counselor, and now there are counselors in all the schools.
For everybody, for everything.
So take that, apply that same logic to... Mm-hmm. This kind of
and get
Susan's
it back
doing.
To the most simple thing you can do. And if somebody's like, no, that's not me, that's not what much. Okay, fine. We're running the, we'll do the genetic test and whatever it says is what we're going with. And be done. I'm just trying to tell them.
Yeah, she did never really state why they, I think they, she said they were advised not to go down the chromosomal road.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why.
Probably because somebody will, some leftist will come along and say, well, if you're going to use that as your standard, that means that every newborn infant needs to have their chromosomes checked. And everybody's going, no, they don't.
Mm-mm.
That's just dumb. But you see, and look, it's going to go perfectly with our other story that that somebody's talking about the legislature and one of the new DEI bills,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be perfect. You'll see exactly what we're talking about.
There's a new DEI bill?
Oh, man. There's
yeah.
a doozy.
CNN had one of our state legislators on it giving his very insightful thoughts. And we can't talk about George Washington anymore. Well,
terrified at least of who George, they had on.
You should be.
George was married, and we can't talk about that.
Wait, what?
Exactly. That's what everybody else said.
I'm late, now you and understand. I miss it all. I miss it all. Can you explain on the other side?
We will.
Okay, good.
We'll be back. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report, before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The IRS is ramping up collection. And if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wager bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a five-star rating from Yelp. This veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now. 800-565-1688. That's 800-565-1688. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-565-1688 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget to check our friends out at 1819news.com for all things Alabama, whether it's sports, whether it's legislation, whether it's, you know, just general good things. 1819news.com has it for you. And we didn't even talk about sports.
We didn't even talk about snakes.
Mm. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about snakes. But right now, we're still talking about, what are you looking at with that squinty look for?
Snakes.
They have a guide to snakes today in 1819.
Oh, I did see that, but I have more breaking news that I just found out because of y'all.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Last week when we were talking about Maryland Lands, the Democrats that won House District 10.
Yes.
You weren't here, but I was going, I wonder how the Democrats, because I didn't think we had any white Democrats. I was so wrong. In the House, there's Neil Rafferty. Mm-hmm. Who is a gay white Democrat. Mm-hmm. Had no idea.
Well, they say
so Maryland will have a friend.
Didn't they say he's the first? No, he's the only openly gay.
Only openly.
Oh, so there might be some closet gay.
Well, that's the question I have.
Yes.
Because they used to say that, Patricia Todd.
Yeah.
She was the only openly gay member of the, and I kept going, Patricia, who's the not open?
She would never tell you.
Were you like this even in fifth grade?
I'm not gonna say.
Stop it.
I'm gonna throw.
We
her
can
under
talk
the
about
bus.
That off.
Just
air.
In general. Just in general. Well, she would never say. How's that?
Okay. There is another white Democrat.
Because I'll be
in the
like,
Alabama
hey,
House. I had no idea.
Just trying to see facial expressions.
You liked
Scott
her,
Beeson.
Didn't you?
Oh yes, we got along great. I still talk to her every so often.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. But yeah, I guess Neil Rafferty made big time.
Neil Rafferty is it.
He's on the CNNs.
He's on the CNNs. He was on the CNNs this weekend saying that apparently, and here we are going to, well, I'm just going to give you the headline.
Okay.
State Representative Rafferty to CNN, Alabama public school gender identity, sexual orientation restrictions prohibit classroom discussion of George and Martha Washington. This, ladies and gents, is what James Lindsay talks about, marrying truth to a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So we are prohibiting certain discussions. We are not going to prohibit the discussion of George and Martha Washington in the classroom. That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where we have the problem. And so Allison knows all about this bill because she was down in Montgomery and it was HB 130.
HB 130 is what they are dubbing the Alabama Don't Say Gay bill. And basically all it does is extend. In 2021, I think we passed the K through 5. You can't talk about gender identity.
Yeah, and all of us had questions about why did you stop at 5?
Right.
Well, I think the original version of that one stopped at like 3 or something. Mm-hmm. And then, Senator Shelnut, I think, bumped it up. And then the question was, why are we doing this at all in our K through 12 schools? And exactly. So they're fixing that.
So they're fixing that. And it was just an extension of, you know, hey, we got to go to 12th grade where you can't. It's not that you can't say George and Martha Washington in the same sentence. It's that, hey, you can't have a whole discussion about how to chop your parts off.
Right.
Okay. Or you can't have a whole discussion about why traditional families are bad. I mean, it's pretty basic stuff that, and the thing is, I want to look at the left and be like, okay, would you want a teacher standing up and saying the only way to live is, this is if you're a leftist, not us, because yeah, Scott's already given me that look. But you know, like the only way to live is in a traditional family with a mom and a dad. And if your parents are divorced, that's bad and you're bad and your life is bad and you're going to be nothing.
Right.
You know, like, you know, so put the shoe on the other foot. We're just saying, like, let's just have a neutral classroom. We can still teach history. The part of this bill that was added is funny because then they talk about it in CNN that you can't have the LGBTQ, Black Lives Matter, trans flags, stickers, etc., flying.
All the propaganda.
All the propaganda in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And Neil Rafferty goes on to say, this is not a homegrown, is that what he said? A homegrown.
This is not a homegrown bill.
Issue or bill or something. Yeah,
this bill and this part they were talking about just right after the flag part is not a homegrown Alabama issue. That's funny because it was myself and one other mother from Huntsville
who
approached Mac Butler about adding in the flag because do y'all remember Stickergate at Oak Mountain High School?
I mean, we spent an entire Thursday and Friday talking about it in the summer.
Where they
were not here.
And y'all visited.
We were there. Right. Yes.
We met with the administrator.
Because here's the situation. Like Allison was saying, it's not hard. We understand that this issue is so important that if your child has questions, you do not want to be the teacher giving that child advice. Mm-hmm. That's not your place.
Right.
And so really what we're forcing, the issue that we're forcing is, so you guys are saying you really want to be the mother and father because there's one or two children that are really struggling and we want to take the place of the traditional family and say it is bad so that you guys are all, you know, they just want to take the place of the traditional family.
So you're just
That's what they want to do.
They want to use the classroom to,
as a learning laboratory, to do what ought not to be done rather than just teach school.
Yeah, and say, hey, look, those are issues you need to take up with your family.
That's exactly
right.
Y'all
need to deal with this at home. This is a home issue. This is a family issue. This is not the role of the classroom in the state of Alabama.
We respect your rights as parents, and we're going to tell you, you do it. Mm-hmm. We see that as a sacred relationship, but these people who are saying, you can't even talk about George and Martha Washington.
Because they're married.
Want to take the place of a mom and a dad of that sacred relationship, and they want to be in the way.
My thing is, of course, because I'm getting to the point now where I don't trust. I mean, look, I'm not trying to override anyone's parental rights, okay? Because I know the left wants to do that to us all the time. But we have some crazy parents out there who are destroying their own children. Mm. And I don't know what we're going to do about that someday.
The church has to step up.
Oh, my. Interesting stuff. We got a lot of stuff to do today. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We've been enjoying a beautiful string of warm, dry days, but we have some weather changes on the way as a cool front approaches. Mostly cloudy today, very warm with a high in the mid-80s. Continued dry this evening and tonight, overnight low 66. Tomorrow's high up to about 86 with scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening ahead of a cold front. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then a big change, breezy, much cooler Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and probably down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you.
behind my back, and I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette, and a message coming from my eyes says, leave it alone.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Golly bum, there's so much stuff to do. We were talking about the state representative, Rafferty, being on CNN, saying that the bill that our very own Allison Sinclair was involved with is a super problematic bill.
A super.
It has become so vague that can, let's see, this is what he says. It has become so vague that can even talk about Martha Washington being married to George Washington because Martha Washington was a woman, a wife, mother, oh, no, that's our senator.
I was like, no, it's contagious.
Who married a man, George Washington. So that's a heterosexual relationship. That's sexual orientation. Now you're talking about gender identity and sexual orientation. And what was your term you used, Amy Beth Shaver?
Hermaphrodite.
No, about the truth. No, that one. About how they...
marry the truth to a lie.
Yes, marry the truth to the lie. This reminds me of, I think they did it in Arizona, one of the first bills, they said, hey, look, you can't have books in your library that has, you know, sexual content, all this kind of stuff. And some leftist went out and said, well, you can't have the Bible because it has, you know, murder and rape and all this stuff in it. And most of us, our eyes cross and we're like, what is wrong with you?
I mean, the Song of Solomon's kind of...
Yeah, the imagery, yeah, the symbolism. And here's the thing. The left is... every time you try to avoid... Because I'm thinking back if I was in the legislature. And I don't want to purposefully just poke people in the eye. But they there's leftist groups, especially the LGBTQX, you know, XYZ 666 crowd, they come up with these hypotheticals knowing that that's not what the legislation does, knowing that's not the purpose, and they take them to the nth degree, and then we sit back and we're like, oh, my, oh, golly shucks, I don't know, how do we draw this so it'll be, to Allison's point, which I agree partially, the whole, well, we're just trying to be neutral. They have no intention of being neutral. And when you try to give them an olive branch, they just rip it out of your hand, pull all the leaves off of it, and set it on fire for you. And so I would be very tempted as a legislature. Remember, first round is, hey, look, no books with a bunch of sexual explicit stuff, no violence, et cetera. And they go, oh, the Bible's out. We have this one that says, hey, look, we don't need to be talking about all this transgender, gay, this, all this kind of stuff. We're trying to avoid all these things. Let's don't be talking about sexuality and everything. Talk about people as people. We don't need to know. And they run out and say, well, we can't talk about George and Martha Washington. Part of me as a legislator would be like, okay, fine. I'm done. No LGBTQ stuff. Period.
Well, what does that mean?
So we're doing traditional heterosexual, traditional American history. We're doing Christendom, and your LGBTQ stuff is out. No rainbow flags, no nothing, no none of this. And many of us good people are like, oh, I don't know if I want to do all that. I'm asking Americans, I'm asking our listeners, okay, what do? You try to say, all right, we're not teaching sex in general. We're not talking about how a man and a woman are doing things. So we're definitely not talking about how two guys are doing things. We talk about historical figures. Let me ask you this question, just as a public school question. Rosa Parks, was she gay?
I think she was married to a man.
Okay. You think? Was she gay? I'm making a point here. No. I don't know if she was gay.
I don't know
if she was straight. It has nothing to do with her historic value. And that's what they're blurring the lines here. Because think about it. in 2024, actually starting in the 60s, and I'm not convinced that Alexander the Great was in fact gay. I think that was created in American professorship offices. But what the LGBTQ crowd wants to do is you talk about Alexander the Great. The very next sentence has to be, who was gay?
Yeah.
I need to know what he did. I need to know how much of the world he conquered. I need to know what empire he started. I need to know what his effect was on culture and all of history. I don't need to know who he was chasing around. And that's like any of these people, whether it's George Washington, Alexander the Great, Abraham Lincoln, any of these folks. And that is the difference. We're just trying to say, here's the historical figures. We don't know, nor do we care
right.
what their inclinations were. The LGBTQ crowd wants your children to absolutely know. Because imagine, that's think how crazy history would actually be. You're like, okay, children, let's talk about some great Americans. George Washington, straight. Let's talk about Abraham Lincoln. Straight. Is that really what history has become? Is that every person we talk about, we have to say heterosexual, heterosexual, heterosexual? What about Joey? Or I didn't mean Joey. What about anybody?
Abe Lincoln might slide in there, Scott. You've heard of the log cabin Republicans, right? And
I think he was thinking Joey Clark. There may be a reason where they got the name.
Yeah,
but
I've read up on it, and he had a real close friend that he spent a lot of time with. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well, his wife was kind of a. We started watching that program, that series based on the assassination.
Okay, so Joey's gay. We're doing all these identifiers. Right.
So what you're saying is, and I need to get to the truth married to a lie, because mm-hmm. something tragic did happen to kick this off.
Okay.
That there's a reason why this Rafferty character ended up on CNN.
Okay.
But how they are and not who they are is what they're asking us. How is their sexual identity? And they are blanketing everything with that instead of...
That's the most important thing.
That's their most important thing is how they are, how they feel. Mm-hmm. It is not rooted and grounded in logic. It is rooted and grounded in how I feel towards somebody versus who you are, which is a child of God.
Right.
And you are ignoring your design. That is why you're in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And so the truth, though, so there's that, which is just maddening that we've built an entire educational system on how you're feeling.
Identity politics.
Identity politics.
It makes human beings very shallow, too.
Pigeonhole, exactly.
So the two big things in America today are who you are, your soul, who God made you as, doesn't matter. That's the deep part. All that matters is how much melanin is in your skin, and then maybe that is trumped by what you like to do or who you're attracted to.
Exactly.
And that's all that you are as a person. You're just either you happen to be black, brown, white, pink, and then your sexuality. And I'm like, wow. Even animals are deeper.
It's kind of like when somebody says, I mean, gosh, Allison, you're really smart for a female.
So offensive, isn't it?
You're like, great, you had to qualify that one. Okay. I mean, it is. It's extremely offensive. Abs, you're really pretty for a 50-year-old. What? I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
I'm going to come across here.
I think you are both smart and pretty for your age and being women.
Scott.
Okay, go to break.
Beans it.
We'll be back.
Now deep in the heart of a lonely kid, suffering so much for what he did, they gave this bubble his fortune and fame.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns.
highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be, to stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City. For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane in Montgomery, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. Goodness gracious, Sky, you have sent me down a rabbit trail. I have never been a fan of Abraham Lincoln in general. I think he rode roughshod over the Constitution and was completely double-minded on every issue.
Honestly,
I mean, he gets all this credit for being a great.
15 years ago, I wasn't ready to hear that, but now I am.
Mm-hmm. Probably the greatest myth in American history, and that's saying something.
Hey, look, you know, it is what it is. But I will read you a poem
Oh, God.
That Lincoln wrote.
Major Anderson, perhaps?
Well, stop. This was a different one. Okay. It was included in the first edition of the 1889 biography of Lincoln by his friend and colleague William Herndon. Mm-hmm. It was later expurgated from subsequent editions, which I think means gotten rid of. For Reuben and Charles have married two girls, but Billy has married a boy.
I'm sorry, this is not real.
The girls he had tried on every side, but none he could get to agree. All was in vain. He went home again, and since that, he's married Natty.
Doesn't even rhyme.
That's terrible.
Well, what is that? Well, I didn't say Lincoln was a poet. It's just a poem he wrote. Mm. I didn't say it was a good poem.
You're right. You should have warned us,
so,
Scott.
He married Natty?
Yeah, well, we don't know who Natty is, but...
He didn't like his wife, by the way.
Billy had married a boy. The girls he had tried on every side, but none he could get to agree. All was in vain. He went home again, and since that, he's married Natty.
Are you sure Abe wrote that?
It was in the first edition of the 1889 biography of Lincoln that was put out by his friend and colleague, William Herndon.
Oh, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's
y'all
want to
write a poem today?
Many instances of
I could write one better than that.
No joke.
Me too.
I can't.
Tripp, whoever Tripp is, states that Lincoln's awareness, this is the Wikipedia, so it's got to be fact. I mean, it's on the interwebs. The left always says, but again, look, I have said on this program many, many times, modern history scholars, historical scholars, will automatically make anybody and everybody who's a hero of any kind, they're automatically in the gay column. That's just the way it is. Mm. They're like, I mean, they've gone as far as trying to say that Jesus was gay, you know? I mean, so... True. You become a famous person. You've been dead for a long time. No one knows. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, he was gay. I mean, everybody gets to be put there. But Tripp states that Lincoln's awareness of homosexuality and openness in penning this, quote, bawdy poem was unique for the time period.
Very much.
And that any 19 or 20-year-old heterosexual male would not have been able to write the poem. That's kind of sexist.
Why?
Well, I mean, he just says it's straight. 19 and 20 year olds just could not make themselves write that Billy has married a boy.
It's what's beyond actually, the I think of it's, imagination. Back
yeah,
then.
I think he's accurate. I mean, I couldn't write that. I don't think I could write it today. Lewis Gannett notes that the poem was a satirical poem written to embarrass someone against whom Lincoln held a grudge. So Lincoln said. That's a homophobic slur from Lincoln.
Like, he has no riz. He can't get the girls. Bet he's gay.
You know what? Actually, that's all those all words right. were on the banned words for 2024. You must have known
riz
that.
Is on?
Yeah.
Riz is banned?
There's some teacher who is at Michigan State University or somewhere, and that riz is one of the words that she or he has banned, which I think is hilarious. Anywho.
You were on to finish the story. We got 1 minute. Oh.
Scott.
Abs has this whole really deep thinking thing. And
no, it's
Scott,
not. It's, here it is that Lincoln issued a homophobic slur, obviously. Yes. But number two, this whole little shenanigan got kicked off because there was something that happened to a mother with her child and the child committed suicide. That's how this whole thing got started. And that's how this Rafferty cat ended up on CNN.
Oh.
And so the thing that the mother's advocating for, and we are very sorry that her son died 5 years ago. That is horrific.
It's very tough to watch.
It's not okay. But the situation is that the things she's advocating for, DEI, SEL, CRT, are all things that will make it worse.
Yeah.
Not better.
And cause more problems. Yeah, you're right. Make it worse. Yep. Very good point. Abs is so smart.
She's so smart.
I'm going to eat chocolate now.
You're just reading bad poetry.
We'll be back.